Triple M's Ruined It's for Breakfast for the Hospital Research Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au.
104.7 Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Tuesday morning of Dead Set Legends on Brekkie, of course, filling in for Roo and Ditz. And I've got my normal two with me, Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman. And I thought we'd just sort of check in halfway. We're almost about halfway between our little stint. How are we holding up, lads? Were you, you know, the early mornings and having the afternoons off? Jars?
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Good morning, Bern.
Hello, Adelaide. That answers your question just there.
You have a late night last night, Jase?
No,
you're
I
right,
didn't.
Jase?
No, I didn't. No,
you were
I
just
didn't.
Trying to work out where
All
we're going
good to
with
be,
that.
Good to be here on a Tuesday.
Morning, Greg. Morning, Jase. And yes, no, I'm used to the morning, so I quite like it now. Get up.
Well, you're a country boy, so you're always up at the Sparrows Fart, aren't you?
Mm, and got little Harvey too, so yeah, if I'm not on radio, he's up at sort of quarter to seven anyway, point. So all good.
Because I was sort of thinking this morning,
yes, Greg.
A few similarities between Roo and Ditz. So we've got young families, Bernie.
Yes.
And Jase, you know, yours
Mine
have sort of moved
now,
on
yeah,
a little bit.
Babies,
so, you know,
yeah.
Roo's obviously got his...
tribe of Partridge Family
24
clan.
Kids.
24 yep. kids,
So
yeah.
I'm sure his days are very,
and
very
Ditz.
Full after. And Ditz, you know.
Well, his two boys are old now and
yep.
wonderful
so,
young men.
Jack
yeah,
and Tom.
So what are you trying
so
to say?
What
What's
I'm
your
saying
point?
Is, like,
Get on
you know,
with
once
it.
Our days
Come on,
or
bro.
Our morning's finished here,
yeah.
you know, we go on and do other things
yeah,
and
yeah.
we're quite busy.
Yeah, well, then I go on and do other.
Probably a bit like Ditz, go home and put the slippers on and the dressing gown and
fire.
I don't. Maybe walk the dog before you do that.
I've got plenty of things to do. I don't stop. I don't stop, mate. This is a moving machine that does not stop.
It's a moving machine, isn't it?
Moving yeah. machine.
Something like a car or something?
More of a bus.
All right, what have we got on today for a Tuesday?
Yeah, we got lots. So we're going to have a bit of fun today, boys.
Oh, like are we?
Do. Yeah,
I
a lot
we're
more.
Fun every day.
Well, of course we do, but the show
change.
Is jam-packed. Furious
okay.
5. Now, right. that went all right yesterday.
Yeah,
happy
it's
with
okay.
the way it went. And
yeah,
over the,
right. you're not healthy for it.
No, I am.
You're not a good
no,
look.
I'm
nah.
coming around. I
no,
must admit,
not.
I'm
no,
coming
no.
around.
You're not good for the Furious Five.
Now, of course, all the Melbourne teams, they've travelled out. Yep, so a lot of partners upset about that.
Mm.
You know, so we might have a
you
little
cover
bit of a chat about
yeah.
that.
Well, Tommy Lynch, chartered flight by himself.
Yeah, what about, is he think he's Tom Cruise?
He's a rock star or
yeah,
what? Just because he had a little hair operation on his hand,
maybe
he still
get a kick, Tommy, before you do
Come
that.
Come on, Tommy. Stop missing from the goal square. Get your own plane.
Now, double takes. Who's copped a little bit of a double take
oh,
in their time?
Plenty of stuff.
Probably not a good one for Jars, this one.
Top three, and we've got Tex on today as well, so he's
oh, yeah,
coming up very, very soon.
And can I say, externally, the reviews for the show have been extraordinary. You would have heard this yesterday, of course, from Glenn Robbins.
Good morning to you, Mr. Robbins.
Good morning, guys. What a pleasure it is to be on the Dead Set Legends. And I think, just quietly, you guys should be the main man. You should be doing the main gig.
Stop
just
it.
Quietly.
Stop
just
it.
Between you and me.
Hello.
See, he loves it.
He loves
voice.
It.
Roo and Ditz for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Baby, let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Good morning, Tex.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Thanks for joining us a little bit earlier. You got off to training today?
Yeah, we've got some training today, mate. Got back from the Gold Coast on Sunday night. Had yesterday off, had some recovery, and back into the swing of things today.
Did little Hugo remember you, mate?
Yeah, he did. I went up there yesterday morning, and he was a bit. He looked at me and thought, geez, this bloke's got a little bit better looking. So he probably didn't understand who I was, and then he realised. So, no, I got to hang out with him all day yesterday, and he just had a quick bottle then.
How's the mood or the feel of the group, mate? Because losing isn't fun for anyone, and it does take its toll after time. How are you keeping up?
Nah, it's been pretty good, Bern. We, albeit, like, we'd love to be winning, and we're not playing the most attractive footy at the moment. As you can probably tell, it can be quite frustrating for all involved and all supporters, but I can tell you the boys are staying pretty positive, and the good thing is at a footy club, yeah, we are going through a bit of a different phase, but we've seen some young guys play some good footy, and being up in the hub was pretty good in the way that we could stick together and work on it together. You don't go back to your own homes. And so that's the challenge for us now, being able to continue to try to get better when we're back here in Adelaide.
Tex, I was probably critical of the Crows senior players in just looking at the game. The young lads are leading the way, as you've just mentioned. The senior players, what's happened to some of the senior players? Do you think some confidence? Is it poor form? What do you think? Because, as you know, the senior players are really important for the team to get 100%. Success. I just worry about where the mindset is of the senior players in the current group at the moment.
Yeah, look, some of it, including me, we've got to get better. We can't hide from that. We're not playing to the potential that we can, and we've got some improvements to make, and certainly we're not turning a blind eye to that, and we know that. So we've got to improve our form to be able to help the young guys get better and better. And as I said just before, that's probably a shining light for our footy club at the moment, is the ability good, for young guys to get out and play, and they look free. Like Will Hamill looks awesome. You saw what Shane McAdam can do. Benny Crocker's been awesome coming over. Benny Keith. So there's a few young boys just named off the top of my head. Yeah. We'll get better, mate.
Tex, I'm a glass half full sort of guy, and I chatted to Bernie yesterday about the performance against Freo, and I actually thought, in terms of structure, you looked a lot more organised. It was just the kicking efficiency was way down.
Yeah, mate, we're getting there. Obviously, our skill fundamentals are hurting us big time at the moment. And then we probably should have gone in at halftime 4, 5, 6 goals up, but that's not to be, mate. We'll work on it. It's not the end of the world, but the door's going to turn for us soon, and we've just got to keep bringing it back to our training and working on it at training, because it'll start to show from quarter to quarter and game to game quite quickly. It can turn very quickly for us.
Tex, can you stick around? Go and grab Hugo, give him another bottle, and we need a gag too, all right? So can you just stick around, mate, and we'll come back shortly.
Papa Bear.
Good boy. Well done, mate.
Coming out of the weekend was contested possession and clearance. That was one stat that you've been smacked in, and you've bounced back.
Yeah, that was a shining light for us on the weekend, Bernard. You know how important that is. So we've been doing a fair bit of training on that. So to see some results was quite pleasing for all involved.
Hey, the hub, mate, sounds like, and these Victorian boys will love it up there. I said to someone the other day, Tex, that I'm a bit concerned that we've got some boys coming out of contract, and because it's so good up there, that some of them might go, you know what, I could enjoy this lifestyle.
Oh, no.
But I'm telling you, you got to watch out for this, because that worries me, that, you know, you got a Brad Crouch and maybe a Brody Smith, maybe a Rory Laird. I don't know, man, but because you boys had such a great time and you become a very tight unit because you got away from the Adelaide bubble.
Yeah, obviously it was quite nice up there, Jazz. I'm not going to lie to you. Obviously the weather was really nice, and being up there together was was even better. So I'm not too worried about that, mate.
I just worry about a lot of things.
Your old age is probably worrying you a little bit.
It's kicking in. Should worry about your health. Health. A lot of worries.
It was a bit like a cricket tour, Tex, wasn't it? Being away for about 3 weeks. Now, Tex, one of the most important questions coming towards you now is, like, I'm hearing about these plans that you've lodged at council in one of the leafy suburbs. Yeah. Just this monstrosity.
What are you building, Tex?
What sort of kangaroo are you spending on that?
They're talking about the White House.
The White House. I'll get a patch suitable for the Walker family down the track, mate. We'll certainly getting the plans through council is. I reckon it might have been easier to read a Chinese novel, but we got there in the end.
How many full time people are you going to have living at the campus?
Ellie, I mean, we'll have a few, Ben.
we have a cotton field out the backyard.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing I won't be doing is inviting you around for a feed.
Oh, hang on. I'll wait till you retire and I'll get you over for a barbie. Boo's locked in, Blewett's locked in.
We're not. You cancelled on us last time.
Yeah,
you did.
Exactly right.
Do you reckon that'll ever happen, Tex?
You've been eating your rice by yourself while looking at you.
No, I am not. Hey, Tex, what's happening with Bryce Gibbs? Are we going to see him again? What's happening?
We can't find him.
Is he lost in your house?
He's lost.
Nah, he's actually playing some really good footy, so his name definitely is getting thrown around at selection. And obviously, at the moment, as a club, we're going more down the younger path, and there will be a time where probably Bryce gets to play, and it's important for him just to keep playing good footy in the reserves to when he gets his call, he's all ready to go.
Couple of big weeks coming up. West Coast, St Kilda. You get to play St Kilda back on your home deck. How do you beat West Coast?
Fine. Yeah. Hit your targets.
Well, I know that. But... Well, you got VB. You could probably get a bit inside knowledge from their midfield coach.
VB, yeah, I'm sure he'll be giving us lots of knowledge, man.
He's never been the smartest.
He's stiffer than a corky old VB.
Now, Texan, before we let you go, you've got to fly out again to the Gabba. What, you got a gag for us?
What's a gag got to do with flying out to the Gabba?
Well, you got to go to the Gabba. You're playing the Eagles at the Gabba.
He's got to go to training today.
Training, but I'm saying you got to fly out again to play the Eagles at the Gabba.
It's tenuous.
It's a good really point, poor what question. Has it got to do with the joke? But anyway.
But we need a gag before we let you go.
Let's get to the joke, mate. Boy, she's tough going. I overdosed on Viagra the other night.
Oh, no.
Hardest day of my life.
There he is. Hey, great stuff, mate. All the best, and thanks for your time, and good luck against the Eagles.
Good on you, boys.
Gentlemen, we lost two wonderful South Australians overnight. Champion South Australian Mark Naylor, he lost his cancer fight with cancer, age 59. A great South Australian footballer, dynamic. South Adelaide great Carlton Premiership player, McGarry Millis, the list goes on. So condolences to his family. Rest in peace, mate. What a wonderful man. And Byrne, you know, you had a fair bit to do with him.
Yeah. So obviously, thoughts are with the family and friends at the moment. But he went through a big,
didn't he?
Big fight, and he kept fighting right to the end. But he's in a lot better place now, and he'll be remembered as a champion. So,
and also, well said, Byrne. Also, condolences and deepest sympathy go to the Virgin family, who lost a wonderful man yesterday. North Adelaide President Lee Virgin passed away. So prayers and thoughts all with both their families. Mm.
And last night, Nick Riewoldt had a bit of a, reality check for, I guess, Adelaide supporters, didn't he, when he had this to say?
It's okay then to say we're going to load up with picks. They have a huge void of talent between the 22 and 28 age bracket.
So there's some pain coming. How long?
I think for Adelaide supporters now, you need to strap yourself in for about 5 years of pain.
5 years of pain, Jars. Do you see that?
You agree? You agree with his comments?
No, I don't think clubs spend that long, do they, at the bottom?
Mm.
They can turn it around a lot quicker than that. But I'll just go through their draft hand. As it stands right now, a couple of these tied to other clubs. They've got six picks under 50, Jars. They've got 1, okay. 13, 20, 30, 40, and 46. So you can get some real talent with that. And what Riewoldt's probably saying is going to take a few years for them to come on, which he's probably right. But what about the guys this year developing?
Absolutely.
It won't take that long.
No.
Let's hope not. Hey, the Gold Coast Suns are yet to decide whether rookie sensation Matt Rowe will undergo shoulder surgery or play on. So that's very interesting. Of course, he dislocated his shoulder on the weekend. Byrne, obviously they've got to, err on the side of caution, you would have thought, with a young superstar like Matty Rowe.
Yeah, I think they'll send him in for surgery. You can get through it, but it can make it worse. And that means the end of season surgery is a lot more significant. You miss more time, takes longer to come back. If he does it now, he'll be right day one of pre-season.
Yeah. Spot on.
Now, Jars, every now and then you just sort of disappear and then you pop back up and you're puffing and panting. Yep. And so you sort of, I think you decided to go on a bit of a fitness kick again. Is that right? But you've got a bit of history with this sort of thing.
Oh, have I?
Yeah. Just listen to this.
Now, as you know, the last two or three years I've been going through all these cycles of being fit.
Yes.
Getting back to the elite standards that I had back in the 80s and 90s. I was a fitness beast. Well, I started my new program down at Space Camp down at Royal Park. Now, that's that type of Spartan-type training.
We're just doing bag work at the moment down here at the old West Central Boxing Gym where I've just started the swagger in 3 weeks ago. And me boxing coach, Pete, mate, he's one of the best going around. So I'll be slick in about 4 weeks' time. I don't reckon I'm Rocky. I reckon I'm more like Clubber Lang.
Right. So there's history. So you're on a bit of a campaign.
Yeah, I am.
So talk us through.
Well, this is Marion's. Look, I give my wife Maz credit for this. So about 8 weeks ago, she said, "Why don't you start off doing 3 push-ups per day?"
Three.
Don't laugh.
Jeez, what an intense training program.
Just get the heart rate monitor
on for that. And I said, you know what? I'm going to start doing that. So I started on the Monday, and all I did was just 3 quality push-ups.
A day. In the day.
Just one, 3
whole
a day.
Day.
That's it.
Oof. Then, all at once? Or
I beg your shut up. Just listen, knucklehead.
Sets of one.
You don't get fatigued after 2.
Then 7 days, so the next following Monday, 4 push-ups 4. Per day.
Oh, right. That's a step
I'm now
up.
Currently up to 11 wow. push-ups per day and 3 squats per day.
Oh, you've added the squats
so
in.
So we've added the squats. So, and I'm loving every minute. And if you looked at me now,
oh, it's just falling
I'm starting
off.
To look like Mike Tyson.
Oh, it's just dripping off of you.
Beg your pardon? Yeah. So sweat. I give credit to my wife. Now, Bernie, I told
sweat.
You to go down that path. I've been. What about you, skinny arms? Oh, look at you.
I've just done a full pre-season.
Oh, you've done stuff all.
How's it dripping off? You wouldn't even sweat, mate.
And Bern,
11,
I
take,
told
what,
you to do
8
it.
Seconds?
Bern, listen, I told you. You to do it, but you go, all right, I'll do 20 a day.
Well, at least I get something out of it.
That's not the purpose of it.
I pulled up sore today when I got up.
So there you go.
Yeah, but at least that means it's doing something. It's doing something for me. I'm feeling sore, and I did another 20 today, so I'm already... Like double you.
What's wrong?
I want to see you do 11 now. Let's come on.
I've just done 11. AJ took a photo.
Oh, no, he's got to stick to it.
Don't
get him to do
I've
12.
Done the 11, and that's it. So and now I feel great upstairs.
Right. So next week in the head, you're up to 12.
Absolutely, 12 and 4 a day. And 4 squats. Wow.
So when do you get to me in about 3 years? 20.
The most ridiculous
no, it's not.
Physical.
You're whacking my wife. Mad's come up with this idea, and I love it.
Are you on the juices again as well?
Yeah.
Hey, 133353. If you have a more ridiculous,
that's not ridiculous.
Fitness, no. For the sake of the exercise and the tabloid nature of all this, a more ridiculous fitness regime than Jars at the moment, or something which you swear by. Honestly. Something which is better than Maz has prescribed to Andrew Jarman. 133353. Give us a call right now. A worse fitness regime than Jars is doing at the moment.
That's a terrible solicit for phones.
That was good. I liked it.
Was it the worst thing there?
Paul from the Noarlunga Downs. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we this morning?
Good. Thank you, Paul.
Mine is 6 arm curls 5 nights a week.
Oh, nice.
Using the old Corona bottle, and then on a Saturday night, I go for it until I drop.
So you max out.
I max out on a Saturday.
You must have big guns there, Paul. Marion just sent a text. Tell those bozos it's about consistency, and I bet Bernie isn't still doing his 20 daily in 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
It's a good point, Maz.
Nah, he'll stick with it, Bernie.
No, he won't.
He's just retired.
No,
he's fit as a fiddle.
He should just start off with 5 or 6. Says, I back in this new fitness regime.
It says more about Maz's understanding of the commitment that you have to any fitness.
You blokes are making a mockery of it.
She wouldn't call us bozos either.
No, I beg your pardon?
She wouldn't call us bozos.
Yes, she did.
Oh, no way. All right, 133353. What's your fitness routine in the morning? Is it as intense as Jars?
Or Paul's?
Give us a call now. 133353. Triple M. Dead Set Legends.
Making a bit of fun out of my fitness regime, all right? You know, lovely Maz told me about 8 weeks ago, do 3 push-ups a day.
She said do
start
something.
Slow.
Do
well, start
something.
Slow. And now I'm up to 11 a day and 3 squats. And you blokes think it's funny. You blokes think, oh, look, this won't last long. Well, no, I'm committed to this program.
I think you'll get through 11 a day for a while. It's not to...
Paddo from Barossa Valley. G'day, mate.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are we going?
What's your regime?
Well, I played footy till I was 36. Yeah. Now I'm 64. Yeah. Every morning, I open my eyes, and that's it.
Still more than Charles does.
The rest of the time, I sit around and drink piss.
Good boy, Paddo. Take care, mate. Bruce Abernethy sent me a text.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about exercise. It's about what you eat. So, Jars, tell us what you eat.
What do you eat?
No, I'm fasting.
Well, you're fasting?
Yeah.
What, nothing?
I just eat one meal a day now.
One, what time?
Oh, that's 5 o'clock, 5:30.
Five finger buns?
No, I don't have finger buns. So I'm fasting as well.
You don't eat a thing until...
No, I drink a lot of water to cleanse. So there. Wow. I'm feeling really good too. Ooh,
good boy.
All right.
Good boy.
Anyway.
Need another month of it.
Okay. What's up with after that?
You are never going to guess who had a double take for Jars. And I understand for you as well, Greg Blewitts.
Well, rock star. Yeah, I'll divulge, but pretty exciting when it happened.
Nice.
I've got a witness as well.
Excellent.
So
so have I.
And what about you, Bernie? Has anyone ever done a double take with you and thought, hang on, and they've just come back and...
Only the really big stars, international stars.
All right, we'll find out more about that soon with Dead Set Legends this morning on Triple M. What else is on the way?
Well, we've got Furious Five, and we'll talk through the Melbourne teams have flown out into their little hubs, and there were some very teary farewells.
Ooh.
Top three topics of the day coming up next, though. Dead Set Legends, Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman, Greg Blewitts, 104.7 Triple M for Ruin Dits for the next couple of weeks.
Ruin Dits, top three things you need to know.
Now, big news that New South Wales have closed their border to Victoria. So the Vics are completely on their own now, aren't they? So that is very big news, and it's concerning because we do need to get Victoria up and running to get the whole country going again. Just listen to Josh Frydenberg on this topic.
We're all in this together. This is not state of origin. Australia's success depends on Victoria's success.
Now, we've all copped it. Well, we've all copped it from the Vics from time to time, haven't we? And I think this has sort of been stirred up because of, you know, Dan Andrews'
comments about South Australia.
Yep, saying why would you go there anyway? But really, we do need Victoria bouncing back because that's the only way we're going to get back to normal.
Pauline Hanson, she's been dumped as a regular on the Today Show overnight, and she took aim at the victims of the Melbourne public housing hard lockdown. Here's what she said yesterday on the show.
If they're from war-torn countries, which some of these people are, they know what it's like to be in tough conditions. They're actually getting paid extra money. A lot of these people are from non-English-speaking backgrounds.
Oh, true facts.
Hmm. That's so not right. I didn't see anything racial in that, did you?
So she's been stood down because of those comments?
Correct. Yeah.
What? That's ridiculous.
She labelled some of them as alcoholics and drug addicts.
Well, that's probably...
That's what I think that's what tipped her over.
Right. Well, that's not good.
Well, she tells the truth. That's who Pauline Hanson is.
But she calls it as she sees it.
Well, she tells her truth.
Her truth. Yeah.
That's how she sees it.
She was saying toughen up, pretty much, wasn't she? So, boys, interesting.
A bloke over in the UK is making his home. Have you ever heard of limoncello cocktails?
It's a liqueur, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's an Italian liqueur.
Right.
But he's making home brews, and this is what he thought when he first tasted his first drink.
So, party people, it's Friday night. I'm about to sample for the first time my homemade limoncello. Now, I haven't tried this yet, so I'm a little bit nervous. Never made it before. But I figured it was as good as time as ever to try it. So,
beautiful.
Make it worthwhile. Hair in it, nice. Chin. Look! Bit strong. I think I might need a little bit more sugar syrup.
Brilliant. So, a bit strong.
Sounds like a bit of a character, doesn't he?
He got that one wrong.
I think he swallowed the hair as well.
Dead Set Legends at the moment, Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewitt. Furious Five, the quiz that everyone's talking about coming up at 5 to 9. A couple of text messages, Jars, coming through about the Furious Five.
Yeah.
Tim, who won yesterday, Tim from Morford Vale, has a proposed change for the Furious Five.
Oh.
He reckons have a carryover champion. If they win 5 days in a row, they win
$1,000. I like it.
That's nice.
Good, nice.
I
like it.
Good stuff. Sale of the century.
And do you remember Bahij, who got through last...
Yeah, good man, Bahij. Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, what's that? Was he saying?
Good man, is he?
Still hasn't got his cheeky Greek voucher.
Oh,
okay.
Fair.
How do you know he's a good man?
Our producer, Jared, should have sorted that out. And Johnny.
Jazza. Yeah, Jared.
Double takes next on Triple M.
So we're talking double takes. Right. Have you, has Explain. Anyone sort of, you know, had a bit of a look at you, then come back for another quick look, or, you know, maybe thought you, that you look like someone else? But I was at the races in Melbourne, so Spring Carnival, when I was 40.
Yep.
We did a bit of a round, you know, everyone turned 40, all my mates, so we'd off we'd go for a week or so, had a great time. Anyway, I somehow managed to get into the Birdcage, Burn. I'm not sure whether you've been to the Birdcage. Hot tickets. Yes. Have you been to the Birdcage?
Not at all.
Right, okay. Anyway, so we are in there having a few drinks, and me and my mate went to the toilet, and then we were walking along the front of all the tents.
You need someone to take
you. Actually, I don't know. We might have just gone for a walk, had a bit of a look around.
So you went with a mate to the toilet?
Well, yeah.
Okay, no, I'm just...
Is this kick going? It's not the key part of the story.
That's right, that's right. Anyway, as we're walking back to our tent...
Right.
Coming up towards us was guess who?
Oh, I don't know.
Jennifer Hawkins. Jennifer Hawkins. So I'm with my mate, and I go, this coming up here. Look who that is, Jennifer Hawkins. So as she gets closer, my mate just sort of, he started frothing at the mouth and dribbling, whereas I sort of held my nerve.
Yes, a boy.
And I said, g'day, Jen.
Right.
So just
as you do.
Jen.
Like, I might have, mate. You know,
former
just said,
Australian cricketer
having a good
who
day.
Struggled to bat at five, as you do.
I never batted five, but anyway. And she went politely, because she'd get that a lot, she went, hi, like that.
Didn't say hi, Greg?
She just went, hi.
Okay.
And then she sort of lowered her eyes again, and then she almost got whiplash. She turned around again. Just to cop a bit of a look.
So the double take.
So that's my, I was done. That just made my day. I got the double.
There was an energy.
So I reckon I was there. I was there that day, and I reckon what happened was it was a bit windy and dusty and dry. She got a bit of dust in her eye, and she's gone, what's that? And she spun around.
That's not bad. Well done, Greg.
Well done.
The double take from Jen.
Mm.
Well, I'll share a story a few years ago.
Actually, before you do that, you got any proof for that?
Yeah, my mate.
Okay. Oh, your mate.
Who's your mate then?
My mate.
We'll get him. Let's get him on.
All right. Well,
he can confirm it.
Okay. I'll try and get hold of him.
All right.
Okay. So back to you.
I don't think that mate exists.
Double takes. Lucas. It just happens every day.
Now, it's Darren.
What would you say then? I experienced it about 2 or 3 years ago when I went with Lulu D. Lewis to Sydney to interview Matt Damon.
Right.
And we're in the hallway to interview that. And we only had 7 minutes with Jason Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was going into a room, we were walking down the hallway, and I just, I said, g'day, Jace.
Yeah.
And he stopped and he looked back.
You called him Jace?
He looked back again. So I got the double take from Matt Damon. No, I did. I got a double take
he's
from Jason Bourne.
Thinking, who's
no,
well,
he wasn't. He wasn't. And then we had a photo. We had a little hug and a photo.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've got the photo here. So I was double take by Matty Damon. And what about you?
When's the good bit?
No, that was the that was the good bit.
When's the punchline?
Who do you think? Hang on. There's no punchline. I was just telling you who I got double take by. What?
Who do you think he thought you were?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, he probably thought I was one of the villains in one of his Jason Bourne movies.
Did he ever star in a movie with Danny DeVito?
There's a punchline.
Bernie?
What about you, Bern?
Oh, we were over in New York once and we walked past Barbara Pavin. You probably don't know her, Juz. She's part of the Victoria's Secrets.
Never heard of her.
And interested.
Walked and sort of half looked back and we dared each other. We had to go back. So we walked back and we ended up having a bit of a conversation with her, and I feel like I still mean a fair bit to her.
You do? No. She's got no idea who you are.
Yeah. I might have said what I did and where we're from. Look, Google me.
Ruin Debts for Breakfast. Normally, they're away for a couple of weeks. You've got Dead Set Legends for the next couple of weeks. Anyhow, Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman, and Greg Blewett. Normally, Jazz is our producer. Alice the Wag is filling in for us, so we've kind of moved up a notch, and Alice is joining us in the studio right now.
G'day, AJ.
Good morning. I've got a little wag watch for you.
Nice. Ooh. So what's happened?
So in Melbourne yesterday, all the AFL players that are Melbourne-based teams, they fled the state because of the state of Melbourne, obviously. And so yesterday, it was actually, it really tickled my fancy looking at all the Instagram accounts of all the partners and wags and stuff of what they were saying as their partners left.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd come on and just share a few with you.
This is good.
I saw these.
So this is Emma Hawkins, Tom Hawkins' wife from Geelong. Last snuggles for a while. Love heart, love heart. I can't wait to surprise you with all the changes I make to the farm. Bye bye. We'll miss you.
What changes is she going to make?
I think that might be a bit sarcastic.
Move the tractor.
Fencing.
This is Dyson Heppel's girlfriend.
Right.
Our last morning coffee together for a while. Love heart, love heart. Man, I'm going to miss this lid.
Oh. I'm going to miss
this
lid.
It's a rude lid too, Heppel. Oh, rude.
This is Abby Holmes, who's Keegan Brooksby is on Hawthorne's list.
Yeah.
And it's a photo of them snuggling together in a cuddle. Guess I'll see you when I see you. Crying face, broken heart emoji. Hashtag miss you already.
Oh, come on, Abby.
Of course you'll see him when you see him.
And any chance him getting a league game?
His fourth club.
Well, he's had a few chances, yeah.
That's good.
Scott Pendlebury's wife. I said goodbye to our main man today. It's going to be a while. Holy shiz, we miss him already.
Hey, leave him out of it. He lives on my street.
Yeah. She actually did post a video last night. Her son was standing on the bench eating grated cheese for dinner. She's like, well, this is what happens when he's gone. So that was what happened yesterday. It's like they've gone to war.
Honestly, I saw Les carry on back in September 1939 when they, and some of them didn't come back. At least these guys are coming back.
Greg, what are you? Mate, you're a cricketer that travelled the world.
Yes.
A bit over the top.
A little bit over the top, but that's a lot of people these days. Even my wife, Catherine, says, oh, can you just post something nice about me on social media?
But I get that one.
Honestly, Bern, we used to go away for my 97 Ashes tour. We were away for like 5 months.
Jeepers.
So I sort of get it that, you know, when you sign up to be a footballer, it's not normal that you go away for 3 weeks. So I sort of get it. But honestly, it's a couple of weeks away.
Oh, dear.
It's a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you used to sprint to the airport? I heard you were first there going, take off now, go.
I'd be kicking my heels on the way out and then crying on my way back home. No, not really. Hey, just listen to, here's our own Triple N's James Brayshaw on Justin Langer, the Australian cricket coach, talking about it.
Justin Langer said the same. He said, I've spoken to the AFL coaches and I've said, toughen up, boy.
No, he did. I know for a fact he did a link during the lockdown with all the Freo players.
Yeah.
You know, one of those Zoom links.
Yep.
And because my nephew was involved in it, and he said that he leant into the screen and gave him both barrels.
He
said, listen, you blokes, get rid of this precious crap.
Yeah.
Get your bloody bags packed. Go wherever you need to go. The competition's bigger than you. Don't worry about your bloody family, your kids. They'll be fine. Trevor, you know, Tim Payne's kids are fine.
Yep.
Get there and bloody play footy.
Well, there it is. Justin Langer sort of getting into the boys as well. So a few tennis players sort of arcing up about this too. They spent so much time on the road, and Limo was on earlier as well. Just taking a listen to Limo's thoughts on it.
And the biggest challenge for some of these players, I mean, you imagine if you're a player with two or three kids under five and you've got to leave your wife and your kids, the biggest challenge would be pretending to be upset.
Very good, Limo. AJ, if you had an AFL partner and he was off playing in the Gold Coast, what would your messages be?
See ya. It's just so good.
Don't come back.
The Furious Five.
It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
No, this is really exciting for the first time ever, Bern. And Gregory and family, we've got two ladies playing the Furious Five. And let's welcome Deb from Woodville Gardens and Lynn from Mount Compass. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, this is exciting for us. First time ever. Okay.
probably works if you direct a question.
Now, Lynn and Deb, this is how we play this game. You've got five questions. If you call your name out first, then you can answer the question. You get 1 point for the correct answer. Incorrect answer, your direct opponent then can answer the question. We have a lifeline. Greg Blewett, Bernie Vince, yours truly, can be your lifeline if you're unsure about the answer. Are we ready to play, ladies?
Yep.
That's as well as I've heard you explain that. Yeah, that was
mate, I'm bloody excited.
Is that because the girls are on?
Yeah, well, no, because this quiz is for everyone.
It feels like you were mansplaining that, though.
What?
Mansplaining.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you later, okay.
Greg, who's doing the first question?
Bernie.
Bern, first question. Where we go. Let's go, ladies.
Okay, you ready, girls?
Yep. Yes.
Which airline has pulled its flights from Adelaide?
Deb.
Yes, Deb.
Emirates.
You're going to be long? Yes. Good start.
I've got an answer.
Good start.
Come on,
Merv.
No, that's right.
Alice didn't give me an answer.
No, that's right. Emirates. Emirates.
Where?
On the sheet that says the answers.
Oh, separate sheet. Oh,
Merv. You're trying to sabotage. Sorry, ladies. Merv, don't sabotage this segment because you don't like it. Bad
for you. I don't need to sabotage this segment.
Number two, Greg.
Number two, ladies. Which Woolworths in Adelaide found needles in the strawberries?
Yes, Deb.
Golden Grove.
Oh, Deb.
Oh.
You going all right, Lynn?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Number three, please, Bern.
Earlier this morning, we played audio of a man tasting which alcoholic drink?
Oh, wasn't that early?
Was that
no,
you, Lynn?
It wasn't that.
No, it's about half an hour.
Lynn, I have a guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Corona.
Good guess.
Now, Deb, you can answer that question because Lynn got it wrong.
Well,
yeah, I know.
What is it?
I wouldn't have a clue because I wasn't a beer.
What was it?
Limoncello.
Limoncello. Deb's leading the way. All right, number four, Greg.
Now, of course, this was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but what emotion did I feel when I had to leave my family to go and play cricket for 5 months?
Lynn.
Yes, Lynn.
You were happy. Sadness.
Well, yeah. Hang on.
Yeah, Lynn said you were happy.
And then someone said sad.
No,
that was Deb. That was Deb.
Who called out? Was that you or Lynn? Lynn said, called out her name first.
Yeah, but she said happy.
Yeah, that's correct.
No. Lynn said sadness. Deb said happy.
Deb said happy, so that's a correct answer.
Well, no, I've got...
I thought it was Lynn. Lynn, did you say Greg was happy?
You buffhead.
No, I've been happy.
Well, anyway, the answer is sadness, anyhow.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Happy. I'm just going by what Alice gave me.
I said I was happy going, leaving, and sad coming back.
My quiz is falling.
Well, there you go. It was both answers.
Right, it was both because you sad coming back.
I'll give Lynn a point, and I'll give
you
Deb.
You dug yourself in.
I'll give Deb half.
Was that me? She didn't even say it.
Deb wants to rip me off.
We're going to have to move on.
Number four, Greg.
No, it's number five.
Number four. Right, here we go.
Okay. What emotion would I feel if I had to leave my family for 5 months?
Ooh. Oh, not again.
Make a multiple choice quickly.
Lynn.
Yes, Lynn.
Happy.
Yes, that'll do.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we have a...
What's the score, Jazz?
The scores are 2-2, so we need a tiebreaker.
Hey, I've got half a point.
Two and a half to two.
Sorry, Deb's won the quiz because she's right. I gave her half a point.
There's one more question.
No, I gave Deb half a point.
Five.
Yeah, but there's six.
No,
yeah.
There's not
you
six
gave
questions.
Five.
I gave him five questions.
I just want to ask this to see if he agrees, isn't it?
So Deb won the quiz. 2.5 points defeated Lynn from Mount Cumbers. Well played, ladies.
Just fading down our callers now. There we go. And I'm fading down Jars as well as we speak. There we go. We got rid of him. Instant scratcher packets. You've got an instant scratcher pack. Well done. Over 25 million instant scratcher winners last year. Grab a ticket in store today.
And a record.
I'm going to fade down.
Record longest question. Answer.
Ruined Its are done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big. The Hospital Research Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.